After 3 days of talks, senior North and South Korean delegates have failed to agree on a date for renewed multinational nuclear weapons talks. They did restate their commitment to a peaceful diplomatic solution to the issue and announced a number of new North-South cooperation initiatives. North Korean delegate Kwang Ho-ung says the two Koreas agree that the nuclear weapons issue should be solved diplomatically. Mr. Kwan says the past 3 days of high-level inter-Korean talks hosted by Seoul have reaffirmed the two countries' commitment to peaceful dialogue on the issue. But the two sides failed to agree on a specific date for North Korea to end its year-long boycott of multinational talks aimed at ending its nuclear weapons programs. South Korea had pressed the North to return to the negotiations in July. In Pyongyang last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-il told South Korean Unification Minister Chung Dong-yong that the North might return to the talks as early as next month if the United States showed Pyongyang respect. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, the top U.S. delegate to the talks, says Washington will deal with all parties, Russia, China, Japan, and the two Koreas, in a spirit of respect and equality. Despite the North's continued refusal to commit to the multilateral talks, Unification Minister Chung, the host of these talks, says Seoul agreed to provide an unspecified amount of food aid to Pyongyang. On Wednesday, Washington agreed to donate 50,000 tons of food aid to the North. Mr. Chung says the two sides also agreed on many practical points.
12번째, 남과 북은 제16차 남북 장관급 회담을
Mr. Chung says the North and South agreed to hold more high-level meetings later in the year, including high-level military discussions at North Korea's Baekdu Mountain at a date to be named later. The two sides said economic cooperation talks are to be scheduled for next month, and Red Cross meetings are to be held in August. North Korea also agreed to allow separated families to hold brief reunions in August at the North's Kumgang Mountain Resort. Mr. Chung says a separate pilot program will be launched to allow increased contact among members of separated families.
넷째, 남과 북은 8.15를 계기로 이산 가족들의 화상 상봉을
He says some separated families will be allowed to make contact via a video conference link. Earlier Thursday, the North Korean delegation met with President Noh Moo-hyun at his official residence here in Seoul. Mr. Noh sent a verbal message to North Korean leader Kim that the issue of Pyongyang's nuclear weapons capabilities should be resolved as soon as possible. The North Korean delegates are scheduled to return to Pyongyang Friday. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.